Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever. I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Friends, it feels like it's been a lifetime. It really has, and the scenery right now is not its prime. Plain black, like plain white wall. Not really that exciting. I have my hydro flask here. Not a Stanley. Never that. But, yo, it is 11 p.m. at night. It's Friday night. Your girl doesn't really go out. So here I am trying to work, trying to provide for my son that I am currently watching right now because he's laying down doing nothing. He's just here for the vibes. And for those who don't know, I've had family in and out of all of March. It's a lot. So here I am to revive myself. So forgive me if I'm a bit, you know, overstimulated, a little tired, a little overwhelmed. But overall, we're good. We're doing great. We're trying our best right now. But I don't want to make this intro too long. Y'all, I think this is like the first ever episode that I've made thus far that I feel as if not only do I not have a Google Doc prepared whatsoever, but I don't even have a title at this moment. So we'll see what fucking comes out of this. I don't even know what's coming out of this. But all I am is just a girl with her hydro flask and a podcast and her phone to Google things that she doesn't have the answers to. Like, you know, all natural things. Like I said, I don't have any guidance for once in this entire time I've made this podcast. And on top of that, I don't know how long this episode will be. I already have eye bags that are just growing worse and worse. But anyways, we'll just get into today's episode. And honestly, that's all I have. Truly, that's all I have. So I will see you guys on the other side. And we're back, ladies and gents. So for those who do not know, I have been dedicating every episode since I've been on my comeback kind of season with this podcast, dedicating every episode to just highlighting what's going around the world, just taking some time to be grounded, taking some time for oneself to really acknowledge the life that we live, the life and privilege that we get to experience in a time like this. And with that being said, I would like to remind you that once again, you are viewing me, you as a viewer, are viewing me via computer, via technological device of any kind, most likely a smartphone, most likely a laptop, whatever the case may be. And I say all of this because a lot of places cannot say the same right now. And I would like to bring up a specific point that for those who don't know, it is Ramadan, which is a particular period in the religion of Islam, if that's the proper way to say it. I don't want to missay or misspeak, if you will. So if it is incorrect to say it that way, let me know. But anyways, though, for those who don't know, it is Ramadan. It started March 10th up until April 10th. So it's going to be exactly a month, April 9th, April 10th. And so I say all of this because as I feel like as if with everything going on in the world, specifically in Palestine, that these Palestinians have seen the most gruesome of trauma, unimaginable, truly to a level that not even you and I can comprehend. And I say all of this as well because during their holidays, or also Easter is coming up as well. So I do want to highlight that as you celebrate with family, loved ones, friends of yours, and everyone else in your life that you classify as someone important to you, get to celebrate these religious holidays with the people you love and cherish the most in this world. And a lot of Palestinians cannot say the same. And I would like to emphasize that because as you and I get to sit here and talk and you get to listen to me being crazy, being silly, being lame, there are people on the other side of the world that quite literally are living the most gruesome of times, the absolute, true, authentic definition of the worst of times. And so it's important, as if for those who are religious listening to this, whether you are Muslim, whether you are Catholic, Christian, whatever it is, as someone that isn't religious but admires very many religions and their way of life, just know that as you celebrate these holidays and important religious times in life, such as Ramadan, all of these things, that you get to do them with loved ones. You get to do them together. You're in a we're in this together spirit, essentially. And for those who are practicing Ramadan, you get to rise before the sun and eat, which is already a big privilege. And you know that you're going to end the night at dusk with food in your belly regardless. And a lot of Palestinians cannot say the same. And I also recall a couple hours ago, I saw a woman from Dubai posting, kind of just flaunting her wealth, or the wealth of her husband, that she is getting paid a salary, I guess. And not to say that's a bad thing, but I think that it's quite tone deaf. I think it's quite tone deaf to have a country like Dubai be one of the wealthiest materialistic places in the whole world and posting all these materialistic things. I'm talking like, she was talking like jewelry that was costing 15K. And before y'all go saying, oh no, it's just broke, it's like, it's not even that. It's just that 15K could really save someone's life in this time. How many people do you currently know that have actually 15K to their name? In this economy, quite few, you can say. Maybe barely a handful can say that. So to just, you know, flaunt your wealth or the wealth of your partner, essentially, to go ahead and post that online, being like, a day in the life of a rich Dubai wife. I'm like, okay, love that for you, girl. But let's be a little more realistic. Let's be a little more in tune, because you quite literally live in Dubai. And if I were to pull up the map real quick, let's go ahead and do so very quickly. So we're talking about Dubai, the United States, or not that. Ew, that's also United Emirates. United Emirates, right? We're going across the pond, aka across the globe in this aspect. I'm looking at Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, right now. As you can see on your map, if you decide to pull this up with me, here we are. But let's see what we got. Just a couple countries over. You know what's going on? Yeah, you kind of know what's going on? Couple countries pass? Right. What's that? Right, genocide. So for my fellow people that I don't even know to be living in Dubai, posting that kind of content, it's quite interesting to me. Quite interesting. It's like, okay, so you're posting about your shopping budget, your spending budget, your everything budget, and it's already past like 15K for the most part. I didn't even watch the rest of the video because I was like, girl, be for real. I just need you to be for real for a second. Like, just a couple countries over is a literal genocide. Like, I think it's the real definition of read the fucking room. And so I say all of this because as Palestinians are living the worst of times, they are still making the best of what they are currently dealing with, which is true resilience in its final and truest form. But also on top of that, being resilient in a time where there's so much unsureness, and on top of that, trying to celebrate your daily activities and daily life as if they were just last year celebrating these things, and trying to kind of just live with what's going on, not knowing if that day will be their last, if their loved one will live to see that rest of the day, and so on and so forth. So with that being said, I'll be listing all the links, everything going on in this world. If you want to get informed, what to do, who to follow. And I think it's just all collectively important that we take some time out of our day to move through life and, you know, consider that what you are going through right now, ooh, girl, that's some level one shit, okay? And I'm not here to, you know, dismiss all of our traumas and problems, because right now what I'm about to deal with today in this episode is just like what I've been dealing with for the past few weeks. And what I have going on right now doesn't even need to be compared. There's no need to put a side by side of what somebody else in like the Democratic Republic of Congo or the Sudan are going through, especially women going through this time and living absolute hell and genocide and being treated even worse than objects. If you know, unfortunately, you know. And I won't get into that because it is a very big trigger warning, but one can imagine and one can take one's mind there. So with that being said, folks, we're going to transition into the episode today. But remember, live through life courageously. And if people in the world can't live the life that they need to be living, living in peace, living in harmony with loved ones and community, at the very least, we as people that do have that opportunity and privilege and option to choose to live like that for others. So with that being said, I will see you guys in the next segment. And we are so back, ladies and gents. So, wow, like I mentioned, today's episode, I really don't have any sense of guidance as to truly what's going on. But before I get into today's episode, for those who don't know, I did a lovely collab over with Reggae Boy Studios with podcast hosts Josh and Troy, and they're based in Miami. They're both Jamaican, and they just have a really great approach to culture, music, sports even, and I think it's just like a really, really fun time. It really is. Every time I go on there, it's just a fun time. And shout out to Josh and both Troy as well. I think they're both great and what they're doing is really dope as well. So it was great to go on their episode. So I'll be linking that as well in the description if you guys want to check it out. This is my second collab with them as well. So you guys can have no other choice but to listen to both of them. And I will be linking all of that information below. I'll be having all of that ready to go for anybody that's interested in listening. I'll also link the Spotify and Apple podcast versions of both episodes as well. So you have no excuse to not listen and stream. But yeah, for those who have listened to both podcast episodes with Reggae Boy Studios, we do appreciate it. I appreciate it. I know they do. And it means the world. So go ahead, promote it. And if y'all want to ever collab, let me know. I'm still trying to navigate this whole like system of Riverside. I'm still trying to figure out how like to do collabs, like also recording them, like actual videos. So bear with me. Okay, bear with me. But let's transition into the next part of this episode, which is actually this episode in general. And I don't have a title for this yet. Usually I say the title before I get into the official episode. But right now I don't have a title, so we'll see what I end up talking about. Just how like some people when they're in school, they kind of just don't even want you to write an intro. They kind of just want you to like write the essay and then you kind of just like write the intro in the beginning or at the final end when you finish the paper, because then you already wrote what you were going to write with all your information, all your research, all that, like a paper or anything. Then you add on top the intro because you already know what you wrote about. So you can not really guess. You kind of just can see what you talked about. Make that your intro. Hashtag go to college. College hack for real. But yeah, some things I've been reflecting on recently. I have made it quite clear that I'm turning 25 this year. And I'm not going to lie to you. It has been taking the worst toll on me mental health wise. I'm not going to sit here and say it's been fucking roses and peaches and fucking rainbows, because that's a total lie. It really hasn't been. I think it's probably been one of the worst. I think that 24 to 25 for me, or at least, no, 20, last year, 2023, being, turning 24 that year. So I turned 24 in 2023. Crazy. And I did all of that. And it was a really hard year regardless. And I feel that it's also becoming a very hard year on my life right now. And I say all of this because as I'm turning 25, you know, we all have what we wanted to accomplish by a certain age. And I feel like I haven't really accomplished anything only because I feel like I've always stopped myself. I've always felt like I don't know what my calling is. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, and I don't want to make the wrong mistakes. So to be almost 25, quite literally lingering in the back burner of my life, I'm very scared. I'm very confused. And I know before y'all go ahead and tell me, being like, it's normal, I'm like, just because it's normal doesn't mean I actually agree with it, nor do I actually want to experience the cusp of being 24 into 25, because it's like you can kind of fuck around and find out, but then you kind of also can't. So I say all of this because I'm terrified of 25. When I've never been so scared of being a certain age in my life until being 25. It's actually the first time in my life where I'm actually freaking out about being in my 20s. When I turned 20 for the first time, I didn't feel that way. When I turned 21, I didn't feel that way. When I turned 24, I didn't feel that way. But for some reason, 25 has been its primal anxiety-inducing age for me. And before y'all say, the existential crisis is quite very much there, and I'm fully aware of it. So you don't need to tell me. I'm quite aware. But I feel as if my existential crisis has started since I was a little bit before 20 officially. I feel like I kind of been panicking my whole life about what my purpose is, what my destiny is, and kind of just dipping my foot into other things when I was younger and having kind of a set routine for things. Like, we are humans, we thrive in routine. And so I feel as if I did have routine at one point where I was going to school and I was kind of only doing that. I didn't really focus on quite literally anything else. And then I got tired of that. And I started going to actual school, like university. I transferred out of my community college. And then I also realized I wasn't feeling that anymore. And so I not really dropped out because I didn't. I'm technically still enrolled in my university. I just have not been active in it whatsoever for like 2 years at this point, it feels like. And I know that's quite a long time to take off essentially like education and academics, but I felt like it was the right thing to do. And I told my therapist that the main reason I stopped going to college, when I didn't say I wasn't not going to go and finish, at first I did. I was very, very stubborn in that. I was like, I'm not going to change my mind. I am not gonna work in school. I don't want to do this anymore. I hate my major. I only picked it because it was an easy one to get into that I know would guarantee my acceptance. And now I'm at kind of like a crossroads of life where I don't know what's meant for me, and I don't know what's good for me, and I don't know. And obviously it's also quite literally impossible to know what decisions you make and how they affect your personal life, your academics, your career. And I feel as if I'm not so 100% sure like I think I was used to be. And now I question everything. I question my own self. And I can't even lie, I don't trust myself in a lot of things. And I'm terrified. I'm scared. I feel anxious. I feel like everything I do is not what I need to be doing, or I should be doing it differently, or I should just not be doing it at all, maybe. And I did mention this in a previous podcast episode where I was wondering if it was manifestation, if it was just written in the stars for you. You kind of just want to know which is which. And it's kind of hard to tell because, like, what happens when you manifest something and it doesn't come true? So also you can kind of argue that, like, oh, well, then it wasn't meant for you, which is fine. That's cool. But then you kind of spiral a little bit more and you're like, okay, if it wasn't meant for me, then why though? What do I need to change? What do I need to fix? What do I need to be more informed of something? Where do I need to just start in my process of finding what's good for me? Especially when it comes to career, especially when it comes to passions that you might have, hobbies. And right now, more than ever, I feel quite unsure. Like, I've always been unsure for a long time, but as I'm hitting 25, the uncertainty has kind of eaten away at me. I can't even lie to you. I zoned out at work today and I just didn't have the energy or, you know, las ganas to do anything I had to do today at work. And I didn't have the energy. I didn't care. Like, right now, I'm kind of quite quitting my job. And once I quit my job, you guys best fucking believe I'm telling you all the tea. I'm not too sure if I signed an NDA. I will double check on that, though. I will double check on that for sure if I signed an NDA, which I don't think I did. But nonetheless, once I quit this job, y'all, which I also feel will be quite soon, We will all celebrate and we will celebrate with, what are you going to celebrate? Wait, maybe an energy drink, maybe a Celsius in true fashion of where I work. And so I just, wow, you guys, that's been like my biggest anxiety. It's been my biggest uncertainty and unhappiness, and it's been the root of my problems for quite some time now, and more so than ever being on that cusp of like being almost 25 is a major one. And I don't know, man, like that's like one thing about my life right now that I've been reflecting on the most is just overall. And then number two, what I've been reflecting on is actually, what is the other thing I'm reflecting on? Actually, let's start with some good news, not just reflection. Recently, just things I love, I mentioned in the last episode, dedicated for Women's History Month. Just sparkling drinks, sparkling water, or no, not sparkling water, actually, I'm not a fan. I'll have any other drink sparkly as long as it's not water. It's very weird. But I love sparkling food. I love sparkling. It's so hard to stay awake, you guys. I don't know why. But then again, I woke up at like 5 a.m. So whose fault is that? Me. If you see the eyes bloodshot, I am not high. I am just tired. but no, I think that one of my other favorite things right now is definitely like probiotic sodas. Just overall, just like some form of fizzy drink that isn't actual soda has really changed the game for me. I personally, my two favorite brands are Poppy, but only one flavor, and the brand Wild Wonder, which I both mentioned in last episode for Women's History Month and dedicating a moment for women businesses. And I remember that I was like, okay, well, This might be it. You guys, I don't understand why I do this to myself. And I would like to go to bed, to be honest. But the grind doesn't stop. Okay. But no, I mean, just don't grind. No, sweetie. My cat is in here, by the way. And he's trying to get on this, like, table that I'm on my desk. And I'm sorry, sweetie pie. You are the cutest thing in this entire world. I would give you my life, but you cannot jump up here. Oh, he thinks I'm playing with him. I wish. Oh my God. No, you guys, I just want to cuddle with my cat. No, no, no chin. No. Don't you dare. I am so not playing. Oh my God. He was about to knock this cord out. That is my microphone. Girl, that would have been his last day. No, I'm kidding. Not actually. But No, I think that that's my second kind of like positive news on a positive end, because I started off really strong with like being existential as fuck, and now I'm kind of just like hee hee hoo hoo. But yeah, so my two favorite brands are Poppy, and like I said, just one flavor, and two, Wild Wonder, which are actually two flavors that I really like. But I mentioned them on my last episode for like women's business and stuff. But for those who don't know, I highly recommend for Poppy the drink, to pour it in a wine glass for starters with some ice, and to realize that the only flavor I really heavily fuck with is their watermelon flavor, which is like a green little can. It's quite amazing. I could have a 10 of those in one sitting if I could. And so I love them, and I just keep buying them and buying them. I'm actually going to just probably go on Amazon and buy like the actual, like, what is it? Like the actual deal. And so I don't have to spend money on like continuously buying like singular or like double the like cost of just getting a can, you know, or a shipment of it. And so there's that. And then the second brand, Wild Wonder, there are two flavors I really love that I actually first tried was the Mango Gold. Then recently I discovered trying the Strawberry. I think that's the name of it. Yeah. The strawberry like flavor. What's it called? Prebiotic soda, probiotic soda. And the cans actually are a bit nicer, me personally thinks, is that like they're a bit bigger because they're a little over 12 ounces, or like they're exactly at 12 ounces. So they kind of radiate like a Celsius or an energy drink, but it's just like your prebiotic and probiotic soda. So no more drinking, y'all. Love yourselves. And number three, I think that I've been reflecting the most on, I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, quiet quitting. Quiet quitting. Like I did bare minimum work today because my manager actually, that is loathful, that I loathe, despise. Ooh, she has it out for me, y'all. She has it out for me. She is out ready for me to fuck up really hard enough for her to fire me. It's giving that. And so I say all of this because one, I'm getting tired and more tired and more tired. Two, I feel like that's just, dog, I don't know. Okay, what is my son doing? Guys, I also need you to realize I'm a mother. Okay, I'm a mother. I'm a mother. So whenever I hear loud sounds, I know it's my son, and I'm very worried of what he's doing in there in this closet. But anyways, but yeah, man, like, man. Life is tough. Life is long, if you will. Oh, goodness. I am so eepy, y'all. I'm so eepy. I'm just a girl, you know? I'm just literally a girl. But yeah, so prebiotic, probiotic sodas, like I mentioned, and I'm still on that grind. I'm still on that game. And so my other thing I've been reflecting on is joining a new gym. I've been going to the same one that I've been actually working at. I do work at a gym. I will not say which one, though, for safety purposes. But currently, I do work at a gym. And let's just say I will be airing out so much tea when I leave, because I know I will be. And so I joined a new gym because I was working out and working at that same gym I've been going to for like years prior to me being an employee at this gym. And so with that being said, I applied, I got in, and 4+ managers leaving and 7+ employees leaving in the span of a year later. Yeah, it's not looking too hot. And so I say all of this because that's what I've been feeling lately. Like maybe just if you're looking for a simple change in your life, maybe the change of a gym membership. Maybe you get another one if you have the financial means to do so. Or maybe you want to start your fitness journey and you don't know where to start. Maybe you want to work with a trainer, get a PT, you know, maybe you want to do that. And so I think it would just be great. Personally, ever since I started my new gym, I've been loving it. I went this morning or technically since it's midnight yesterday morning before work. And I don't know, it was like kind of busy, but it's like one of those gyms where it's busy, yet like it doesn't look that busy on the inside, unless you're, you know, working the same day as somebody else. Like if they want to do lower body and you want to do lower body, it's like you guys kind of have to share it. Mind you, they're probably more than just two people in the whole gym at that hour, whatever hour it is that, what was I saying? I don't know, girl. I don't know, you guys, but I do recommend going to a concert by yourself. And on top of that, to really just accept ghosting. I think ghosting is very immature, but I love to ghost. I'll be very honest. I'll be the first person to admit to go ghost. Do I admire it? No. Am I proud of that? Also, no. But at the same time, it's like, girl, girl. Oh my God, man. And with that being said, folks, I'm going to be really honest with y'all. Wait. And that is my son. Just so y'all know. Wait, actually, was that one last thing? I definitely wanted to have one last one that I knew I needed to add. I'm trying to think. Actually, I have a really good one. So a couple episodes ago, I mentioned how I'm still at this really horrible job that I loathe. I loathe this job, the management, and everything else in between, literally except my cool bestie coworkers. They're the only ones that are the realest and the baddest. And so when I say all of this, it's just because, like, honestly, I don't think Gypsy Rose wants to be like a celebrity. I don't know why she just came to my mind right now. But I just saw that she's getting divorced and whatnot. But I hope that, you know, Miss Gypsy Rose finds her way. She rises to the occasion. So on the third day, she rose. No, I'm kidding, you guys. That was a stupid joke. But anyways, though, I think that a couple episodes ago, I mentioned how I'm still at this horrible job because I want to find my big girl job. I want to get paid an actual salary. But it's getting to a point in my job where I'm over here focusing on the things that are very minuscule. One, two, I'm being micromanaged as fuck. There are more things, but I will save that for the episode I dedicate to quitting this establishment and all the tea that comes with it. And so if I did not sign an NDA, just so we're clear. But anyways, so I joined a new gym and that's that. And then the current thing right now is, I had it and I lost it, man. I'm trying to think of my steps, dude. I don't know. Like, dog, I'm so tired, man. But now I remember. So a couple episodes ago, as you know, I mentioned how I don't want to switch jobs just for any job because I want my big girl job. I want to get an actual salary and I want to do it right. And so people were like, well, girl, or no, my sister, she was like, well, girl, like, it's kind of hard to do that. And that's okay. Not saying that you won't get it done, but it's a matter of, like, kind of putting your pride aside sometimes. I don't always like to put my pride aside. I'm a very egotistical person sometimes because I'll put my own ego before, you know, I apologize to someone and admit that they're right sometimes. Just depending on the person, there are times where, like, I don't have a problem admitting that I'm wrong. It just depends on who it is and what the circumstance and what level of wrong is there. Like, am I wrong if I did oat milk instead of almond milk? No, that's not crucifixion. Like, level worthy. But what is concerning is, like, okay, well, if you keep missing out on work, it's like, or you keep calling out, you're doing no shows for kind of no reason, it's very much not the vibe. And last episode I stated how I don't want to settle, but right now I'm not settling at this moment in time when it comes to jobs. I'm kind of just scooping the area to get out of the job I'm currently in because I loathe it. I despise it. There is nothing special about it in this time. So I thought, let me just apply to different places today. And I applied to one place today and we'll see, you know, we'll see, guys. Here's looking up. But that's where I'm at, where I was really strict and over the top strict in the sense of I didn't want to admit that people are wrong about going back to school or having my dad be like, I told you so, ya te dije, pero nunca entiendes. You know, it's like, I'm going to have to hear that quite soon. And so I just think that that's very, very shocking to me, but also quite sad. But at the end of the day, y'all, I am tired. And that's actually all I have to reflect on for the week. I'm going to be so honest. Like, there was nothing crazy that happened. Nothing wild. Like, nah, I'm kidding. That's a total lie. I'm currently with someone now, so don't DM me. I don't want y'all. I was over here about to be like, nothing matters. But nah, I'm kidding. No, I am booed up, though. And one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life. And I'm very happy in that aspect. I'm just kind of, everything in my life is going well, except for the fact that I'm still trying to navigate my purpose in this life to do everything right, to play by the books and make sure that there's a great chance out there for me and then other people in this world that just want to better themselves and advance themselves, whatever that looks like, you know. With that being said, y'all, I am out. My eyes are half asleep, dog. I am so eepy. So I hope you all rest and take care of yourselves. Stay hydrated. Make sure you also keep in mind that there are people in this world that would love to trade positions with you in this time. So don't forget, even though we take it for granted, even though we get mad at the most minuscule things that won't even matter in like an hour, are not what add up. What really adds up is just your environment that you're in and also being at peace, having things in your own routine, having things your own way. And so with that being said, I bid you all adieu. Make sure to listen to the collab with Reggae Boy Studios with hosts Josh and Troy. Also, for those who don't know, Troy is a musician as well. So he dropped his album Phantoms of Paradise, and I am on track 7, for those who want to know. I will also be linking that as well. Everything we talked about today, that is a link. I'm sending it to you in the description. But nonetheless, you guys, I'm out, my fellow aliens. I am exhausted as fuck mentally. Like, my brain is tired. And so with that being said, I bear you all adieu. Take care, stay safe, and stay hydrated. Bye.